For all the literature that's written around the world, not much of it makes its way to the U.S. Books written in other languages that end up being translated into English make up just 3% of what's published here. And international fiction is just a fraction of that. Critic Ella Alfrey has been paying particular attention to this category. Here she is with a review of a new German novel by Danielle Kielman called simply F.
Let's give thanks to the publishing gods. It must have been they who delivered to us Carol Brown Janeway and her wonderful translation of Danielle Kielman's latest novel. I, for one, am grateful. The book opens with an outing. Arthur Friedland is taking his three sons to see a hypnotist. When he's called on stage, his cool, fatherly self-possession and skepticism seem to prevail. He returns to his seat unaffected. They leave the show. Arthur drops his sons off at home and drives away. Later, we find out that he took his passport and emptied the family bank account. The boys won't see him again until they're adults. This abandonment is the tragedy at the center of the novel. The next time we meet the brothers, they're grown, and each is in crisis. Martin, the son of Arthur's first marriage, is overweight and socially awkward. He's an ordained priest, but he doesn't believe in God. Identical twins Eric and Ivan were inseparable as boys, but now their secrets keep them apart. Eric is a businessman involved with some financial misdeeds. Ivan is an art dealer and a forger. In fact, all three brothers are fraudsters. And through them, Kielman, with dry wit and relentless pessimism, examines lives lived without integrity. We watch the brothers struggle and we wonder, do their problems all stem from Arthur's disappearance? And did something happen to Arthur on that stage with the hypnotist to make him run away? As he switches from one point of view to the next, Kielman narrates the fate of the Friedland family during the summer of 2008. It's just before the financial crisis, and lives built on deception are threatened with exposure. This is a book for the reader who doesn't mind working hard. In one exceptional chapter, there's an anecdotal genealogy in reverse that tracks the lives of Arthur's ancestors. Kielman's prose is sophisticated and dense. His musings on religion, art, and life are intellectually rigorous, and his plotting links all of the separate narratives in ways that will surprise and shock the reader. Even though I found all of the characters to be deeply flawed and unpleasant people, the challenge made this a hugely rewarding read.
The book is F by Danielle Kielman. Ella Alfrey had our review.